This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts on a number of critical military-related issues, including the latest developments in a major offensive in southeastern Afghanistan, which is getting almost no attention in the mainstream press. And Captain Nash, it's always great to have you.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Operation Khanjar has been going on for a number of days. We've seen certain successes, including the retaking of a major valley in the Helmand province that the Afghans had been unable to do on their own. We also see that the Taliban is trying to push back. They've carried out some explosions and so forth. This is getting scant attention in the mainstream media. Bring our listeners up to date on what exactly is happening there and how successful our efforts seem to be at this point.
Well, you've got the Marines who just suddenly jumped into their helos, flew into an area where the Taliban had pretty much set up shop. And when the sun came up, there were 4,000 Marines around. So to say that they've met light resistance, I think, is to be expected, because this probably really set the Taliban back on their heels. It was something they were not expecting, and boom, 4,000 Marines. The thing that's not too impressive with this, though, is the continued lack of support that the Afghans have been able to commit with their own armed forces. General McChrystal, the other leaders over there, the Marine Brigadier who's running this particular operation, have all commented on the fact that in the end, this is going to be about the Afghan central government being able to defend its citizens from threats, both domestic and external. And if they can't muster up some folks and get them down there and get them involved in this, that does not, what it does is it just lets you know how long of an effort this is really going to be. So when these House committee chairmen start laying out in words these arbitrary 1 year, we better see some results, I think they're setting themselves up for disappointment, and they're prematurely raising a level of expectation that is unrealistic.
What do you see as the end game of this mission, Captain Nash? Is it pushing them all the way back into Pakistan, where the Pakistani military then squeezes them from the other side, or is there another end-game strategy here?
Well, we have to realize the makeup of the peoples who live on both sides of the border down there in this particular region between Afghanistan and Pakistan. It is tribal. They are very much related. There are bloodlines that go across that arbitrary political border that's drawn on the map. So and the Taliban are very much a part of that culture. So I think it's totally unrealistic to think that we can forever get rid of the Taliban. What we can get rid of are some of the radicals who are, there are a lot of criminal enterprises operating under the guise of religious construct. And so to get rid of the drug smugglers, there aren't religions that smuggle heroin, okay? The folks down there, the villagers down there, do not like these people. They're all lumped into one, Taliban. But I think being a little more discriminating than that, there are criminal organizations that are operating down there. They're all lumped in under the same hat. But the fact of the matter is the people do not want to be part of this drug smuggling and this drug culture. They would much rather grow other products, but when you can get 4 to 5 times the money and not feel threatened by the thugs with rifles, AK-47s, that's when we're going to start to wean the populace away from the radicals and the criminals who are funding them and going hand in glove with them. So it's a very long-term thing, and the U.S. Marines have it just right, which is you can't blow in and out of an area like that and expect the locals to say, oh, okay, well, look at this. Here come the Americans. Oh, there go the Americans. So I guess we ought to be against the Taliban. No. You have to stay, and very much like we did in the villages, the neighborhoods of Iraq, you have to be the law, not only when you're there, but when the sun goes down, when the sun comes up, and you're still there. You've got to provide that kind of security. Let these villages stand up against the Taliban, work with them, and most importantly, get the Afghani forces, both the police, which are very corrupt, and the military, to toe the line on making this a success. Without the Afghan face, so to speak, without bringing the Afghan government up to speed, there will be nothing that we can really call success in Afghanistan, because it'll be like whack-a-mole from now until eternity.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Captain Nash. Number one, I know you are encouraged by what we're seeing in terms of U.S. policy towards the opium production in Afghanistan, but you're also very concerned about our policy towards the Taliban using human shields. Real briefly, address those two subjects.
Yeah, very quickly, Greg. On the drug, the poppy thing, about 90% of the illegal heroin opium product comes out of Afghanistan, and about 50% of it comes out of Helmand Province. So therefore, the Marines landed in the right place to start to have an effect in multiple layers of Afghan society. That's number one. Number two, the State Department, at long last, has altered its position, changing it from eradication of drugs, which did nothing but deprive the local farmers of the ability to put food on their table. And instead, what we're going to do is we're going to get and work with them on alternative crops in a meaningful way, not just saying, oh, why don't you grow wheat, have a nice day, see you in 2 months. So it's that, and also it recognizes that there's a shortage of opium in the world for medical purposes. We've had very constructive programs in both Turkey and India where we got involved in actually buying this product, takes it off the street under the guidance of the government, which again gives them strength. Second thing, the human shields. This is a tough one. You can't fight an enemy who grabs civilians, pulls them into the house, fires on U.S. troops, and the way U.S. troops were used to doing things is, rather than losing people taking down a building, they would just call in an airstrike and have a JDAM take out the building. Well, when the Taliban is absolutely unabashed about using women and children and innocent civilians as shields. So now we can't do that. General McChrystal has realized that you cannot be killing civilians, even though it's not your direct fault. But you can't be killing civilians and expecting to win the hearts and minds, because it's not going to happen. So all of these things are changes. They've been in place actually since around July 2nd, these major positions. And it has yet to be seen how it's all going to work out. It will certainly be more difficult. It could run an additional risk to U.S. troops, but knowing what the rules are, they can plan around it to minimize the impact while still trying to protect the citizenry. So there's no easy part of this Afghanistan thing. Not one slice of it is easy.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up, but you're right. That's very complex, and we'll certainly be talking about it again as time goes on. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.